بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد أشعار عارف بالله هزت أقدس هزت ما نشا حكي محمد أختر ساب نور الله مرقده نتائج الإيز يآه سحرك أثر ديكته يآه سحرك أثر ديكته مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں مدینہ کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایماں کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں بسرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم مدینہ کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں بسرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں فاروق عثمان حيدر رضي الله تعالى أبو بكر فاروق عثمان حيدر تصور مهم انك قرديك تيه أبو بكر فاروق عثمان حيدر تصور مهم انك قرديك تيه جروبا بحاضر صلاطي هويه توبين دار زيرو زبر ديكتيه جروبا بحاضر صلاطي تو پندار زیرو سمر دیکھتے ہیں جو جانی پہ صلی علیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں یختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے جو جانی پہ صلی علیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں یا خطر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا Amma Ba'd. May Allah give us all the tawfiq that we take the full benefit of these ash'ar of our Shaykh Hazrat Hafizul Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah. And as many times we have mentioned that many times Hazrat's pen at middle of the night, Hazrat just should just start wake up and start writing. And these with regard to Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, the Haramain Sharifain, these were also the inner, from the inner crevices and depths of Hazrat's heart that Hazrat wrote it. Yeah, one place it comes that when we hear about Medina Sharif, then we see everyone is like tears are coming out of their eyes. May Allah make it for us like that also. That when we hear this about Medina Sharif, and then the whole picture of Medina comes into our mind, that this is what Hazrat has written. And the geography of Medina Sharif, that was in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And all this year, it's not this modern buildings and etc. that we have, but the original Medina Sharif. And there also, there a person thinks of all the battles that took place. The Khandaq, the Battle of the Trench, which was just out of Medina today. Unfortunately, how everyone makes it, it's a tourist spot. That as a tourist we go there. But if we go there with that feeling to go and see that how did the battle take place and what sacrifices, the cold night that was, and the trench they had to build, and one rock which came and couldn't break it, the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he hit once with his axe and it broke. And then when the Sahaba complained of hunger, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lifted his kurta, and they saw that he had two stones fastened to his stomach. Just to try and, we can't even imagine what hunger is. We just feel a little bit, and we feel we are hungry. That's not hunger. Allahu Akbar. We can't even understand what the hunger was, what the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the man of Allah, what hunger they went through. So we should try and envisage not this modern time that we are in, but of that time and what sacrifices. And at the same time, Allah Ta'ala made to kindle that spark in our heart that we also want to go to Medina Sharif. Who and who in the world, from which corners and throughout the right from the beginning of Islam, people came from far off lands without any means whatsoever. And how Allah Ta'ala brought them. And in our times that now you have to have a passport, you have to have visa and ticket, etc. But without that also, that who are reaching stuff with all this here. So there is the thing that is required, that spark of that iman. And if it kindles into a fire in the heart, what to say then? Then nothing can stop such a person. It's not really, and Allah Ta'ala make us understand, it's not our money, it's not the time that I have got, it's not our passport and our tickets that are taking us. It is only Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that we can turn to Allah Ta'ala in that way. And who has, if it comes in the heart of that person, Allah Ta'ala makes the means. And the reality of that Tawheed can come into our hearts. And we can see the power of Allah behind everything. So Hazrat has put this in poetic form. And we take it just like some enjoyment. But there's a big reality behind it. And the depths of it, may Allah Ta'ala kindle that in our hearts. Hazrat says, Ya ah sahar ka asar dekhte hai. We are seeing the ah sahar. Sahar is the time of sehri, what we call sehri, tahajjud time. Ah is that deep sigh, that when a person at that time, he takes that deep sigh and is making du'as to Allah Ta'ala. And really, Allah, we are very far away from this. We saw Hazrat many times, alhamdulillah, that at Ishraq time, that is now in the day, and when all are around, but Hazrat used to cry so much that his whole body should shake uncontrollably, and tears should just flow from Hazrat's eyes as he used to be making dua. So, and so at Sehri time, what must be the condition? And how turning to Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, we get up for tahajjud, but it's like a ritual. We just made our tahajjud, it's done. But that connection with Allah Ta'ala like that. And that is like that one slave woman who was making her tahajjud. And in her du'as, she was saying, Oh Allah, for the love that you have for me. Her master, he was still sleeping, so he heard this dua. So he advised her and admonished her and said, don't say the love you have for me, say the love I have for you. So she told, if that was the case, he wouldn't have woken me up and kept me in contact with him. And he wouldn't have kept you sleeping if it were there. So the love of Allah Ta'ala, when that is in the heart, then it just makes a person do miracles. And we see the Sahaba, like at one time, when this false Nabi, what was his name? Musaylamatul Kazzab, when the Sahaba was sent by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum to fight them. In the first battle they went, the Sahaba got defeated. But that didn't deter them at all. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum sent another Jamaat. And in the second Jamaat also, it was a heavy, very, very fight, tough battle. They were very strong also. And finally, when the Muslims were getting the better and upper hand, they closed themselves up in a certain place, an orchard or something like that, in which they closed themselves. Now, it wasn't possible to get in through there. Now, see, these are now the miracles of Iman, and that the trust in Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So one of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, said, put me on a shield and lift me up and throw me inside. Now one man going inside and like right into the, from the frying pan into the fire, right into the lion's mouth. And he has to go inside, and there are only the enemy. Outside you are still with your people. Inside only the enemy. They put him, and this is also how he went like that. On a shield, they lifted him and put him, threw him in. And there he killed 12 of the enemy. And then he opened the door of that orchard or that place they were in. And then the Sahaba entered from there. And then they defeated them completely. So these are things which can only be done with Iman. How Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in the battle of Khaybar, when Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said at night, tomorrow I will give the sword to a very special person, and every sahabi was making dua at night, it must be me. Then, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wasn't present by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had some eyes, his eyes were troubling him. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for Hazrat Ali. And then he came and then gave him the sword. And then that is also a miracle that there to fight them, to hold the shield in one hand, and to fight with the other hand, and then that the entrance of that fort which they had to throw open that entrance, it was the work of about 35 men, but he did it single-handedly. So this is only that Iman. So that is what we have to work for. And our ulama, what we hear, their talks also, that is what they are speaking to develop that Iman. One is, alhamdulillah, we're making 5 times namaz, we're making all the nawafil also, all that. But one is to have that spirit of that Iman. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. So this is Ya'ah Sahar, that ah, that cry to Allah Ta'ala at the time of Sihri, at the time of Tahajjud. We see the effect of it. When you cry to Allah Ta'ala like that, then you can see the effect on that person. And you yourself can also see it. That now how my life is changing. Madina, Kisham, or Sahar, dekhte hai. And now we are seeing, wherever we are seeing the evening and the morning, the Sehri time, the Tahajjud time of Madina Sharif. And there it was that everyone, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, that, O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you get up for Tahajjud, and those with you also, Walladina Ma'ak. Those with you, the Sahaba also, by and large, all are there. And after the later, at a later stage, one Sahabi says in the morning, why don't we see that effect which we used to see in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? That when people used to wake up, you could make out from their faces, they had a whole night's ibadat. Today we wake up and we see that the person had a good night's sleep. And that is fresh in the morning. He had a good night's sleep. For them it was that you could make out, that you could see the person was awake the whole night. And he was in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And crying in front of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So that was their condition. For us, Allah make us maaf. It's only words that we speak. But that reality, Allahu Akbar. Only those who Allah has blessed, they enjoy the reality. Otherwise it is just words that we speak and words that we hear. And then we convey what we heard, we convey it to others, that is all. But that reality of it, that has to come. And when one person like that, he changed everyone also. So Allah Tabaraka, one Khalid ibn Walid comes today into the world. Allahu Akbar. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa anhum. One Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in the world. And there are mashallah people who are like that. And what miracles they Allah Ta'ala shows at their hands. جس سے آپ کا باخبر دیکھتے ہیں اس سے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں. Like this, these are just words, but Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, ke who we see, who is well informed about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who knows about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see that person, he knows nothing about other people. But today we know enough about soccer, about cricket, about all dunya's things, the cell phone, our small children, the amount they know how to go do this and how to do that. We are well versed and we know that very, very well. But those who know about Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in this modern age of technology and this modern age that you have to know about dunya and you must be in dunya, then only you can survive. Otherwise you can't survive also. But these people who know about Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam like that, they are completely different. You see them, they know nothing about this dunya. And they, when they ayah, when in the most probably it was Khaybar, and amongst the Jews, two prominent people had committed adultery. And they knew, the Jews knew, and it is a fact, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam Shariat laws are more lenient than was in the Torah. Torah laws were very, very hard. So they thought that, and they had changed the law also. In the Torah also it was written that the person who commits adultery, married person, must be stoned to death. But they changed that law. And they sent somebody, a delegation to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to come in, ask what is the ruling. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam stood up from the masjid he was in and he went to the big Darul Ulum of the Jews, the big madrasa. And then he asked the top people there that what is the ruling. So, and he asked them to take out the Torah. And they thought that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Nabi Ummi, the unlettered, the untutored Nabi. The Nabi that did not go to any madrasa or was not taught by anyone. So he won't be able to read and he won't know. So they showed the verses in the Torah. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was the great difference, his connection was directly with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala should send wahi to him. And that wahi from Allah ta'ala, who is alimul ghaybi wa shahada, who knows everything what is in the ghaib and what is open in front of all. And this also, just to digress a little bit, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, look at the great beauty of the Quran Sharif, the literary power of the Quran Sharif, that yeah, Allah Ta'ala referred to himself, Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada, that Allah Ta'ala is the Alim, the Knower of the Ghaib, of the unseen. And shahada, that what you can see. But if you look at it from Allah Ta'ala's side, there is nothing in the ghaib from Allah Ta'ala. So everything is shahada. But what for us, there are millions, billions of things which are in ghaib, which we don't know. So Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran according to, like from our point of view, that according to us, Allah Ta'ala is the knower of the ghaib, of the unseen also, and of the seen. But for Allah, there is no unseen. Everything is seen by Allah Ta'ala. Allah refers to, Allah watches and knows everything. So Allah was the tutor, direct tutor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Jibreel. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with wahi from Allah Ta'ala and informed them, which then they had to admit. And one of their own rabbis, Abdullah ibn Salam, he told the other rabbis that you are concealing, move your finger from there, from that verse there. And then he showed him the correct. Just this reminds me of another one instance that in India, Deoband, at one time there was one issue. Whatever that issue was, it's not mentioned. But it was that everyone knew, the people who are on Haq, that these people are on Batil. But they used the words of one of the great Buzurgs and they proved it that his view is also this view, which they at that time the modernist view, the people away from deen. So all the ulama were very, very in a tight position. They didn't have the answer. Allahu Akbar. They came to Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Sahib Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, and they told him, Hazrat at that time was gone to make istinja. He came back from istinja. He made wudu and he met the group who came. And they said, this is our problem. That here is this issue. It's a well-known masala, but these people have proven it differently, and they have got proof from our elders' kitabs also. Now, it's a dilemma. So, let's say, Maulana Ashraf Ali, Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Ali, said, read the ibarat, the words from the kitab. They read, immediately told, there's one in between sentence that is missing here. And he told him, find his original kitab and check it out. They checked the original kitab and they found that middle first sentence, like for example, something in brackets or something in after a comma, which explains what it is. They left that out. The minute they put that in, then it was, the meaning was completely the opposite, the correct meaning. So this was the ulama. When this was the case of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmir, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what can we imagine? We can't have any idea. So Allah Ta'ala had given Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that great position, though he, and his miracle of being an untutored Nabi, that he didn't go to school, madrasa, anything, and that he had so much knowledge, that is all in the praises and the great, great praises of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Hulami se teri, hulami ka rutba, malaik se bhi fauktar dekhte hai. Hulami se teri, hulamo ka rutba, by making a hulam, a slave, and Allah make us like slaves like that. Hulami se teri hulamo, your slaves, those who became your slaves, who love sunnat, die for sunnat. Like the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who said, atrafu sunnata habibi, liha ulai humaqa, must I give up in front of those people. And he calls them humaqa, that they are the stupid people. Today we say you must be considerate. But those who have that love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those are those die hearts of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have seen those people, their position is more higher than the malaik, than the angels also. Today, unfortunately, we forget other people, our own people. Then we don't want to make amal on this. We feel shy. We shy away from the sunnahs. And the sunnahs, for example, who of us really will be prepared to wear patched clothes today? We'll have 101 excuses for it. But those who are the true lovers of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, they won't think twice. Maulana Musa just read after Asr about Hazrat Maulana Sheikh al-Hind, Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that what he's, how he was. And you can see from their lives that this world and nobody deterred them. They were devoted, totally devoted. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Sheikh al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali, when they gave him ghusl, when he came back from Malta, the jail, and he went there, because just the English at that time they were ruling, and they just said that, just say a few mild words about the rulership of the British over India. He refused to even say that. So they were, and they tortured him there. And after all that torture, they say, just you change your words a little bit and just make it mild. Don't even like change or anything. But he even refused that. These were those people. Today we just a little bit, we just feel a little bit frightened about something. Just some thought comes or somebody just whispers in our ears about something. We give up. Allah Ta'ala. So, and Allah chooses his bandas. Even today, that who Allah wants to, he chooses for this great, great mission of his. So those who were the true slaves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Hazrat says, we see them, that their position is even higher than the Malaika. So to bring Sunnahs into our life and to live a life of Sunnah and to understand it, that this is the life. There is no other way besides this. Now today, we're at home also, we withdraw. We may try and make it a bit lighter or something. So this requires a lot of that iman in the heart. And that iman, which is so strong, that no matter the world can turn about, but you're not going to change. Tajalli jo hai, sabz gumbat pe har dam. The noor of Allah Ta'ala, the tajalli, the wonderful noor of Allah, which is on the sabz gumbat, the green dome, har dam, every moment, all the time Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, and how Allah is looking with so much of love to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Usse rashke shamsh aur qamar dekhte hai. We see that the moon and the sun, they also envy that noor which is on the qabr of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Otherwise the source of all light is the sun, and the sun lights up the moon, and then the moon also, the 14th full night, when how beautiful the moon looks also. But they also envy that noor which is on the gumbat, on the dome of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's qabr. So Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's tajalli is pouring down all the time, continuously on the qabr of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And Allah Ta'ala give us that whether we are in Medina Sharif, Allah take us all. MashaAllah, there are people who are going, they are leaving. So many people have gone for Hajj and are there. People are going all the time. So to be present there, or even here if we are, to focus our mind and we be in Medina Sharif. And if we focus our mind like that. And the geography of Medina Sharif we see. And this is not the geography of today, but the geography of the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. When we are there also, think of that time, how they had lived and how their houses were and where their houses were. Today, unfortunately, we at school also, we learn, I don't know now, but in the history about European history. Now, what have we got to do with European history here in South Africa? And we learn about the Boers and all those things of theirs. But our own history, unfortunately, and today what our children, how they have been brainwashed. Somebody just writes and says that this little children of 8 and 9, and they, like for example, the Appa told them music is haram. And the little girl of 8 and 9 became very, very upset that why I can't live without music. Music is my life. I sleep with it. I wake up with it. And many other things like that. So what's the condition today? And those people are like the people who are, everyone admires them and looks up at them. And our children don't know our own history. We don't even know, we feel shy to identify ourselves with our own family also. We feel other people who are more in the dunya, in the things of dunya, that they are more advanced, etc. What things you have, more gadgets you have got, more the type of motor car you drive, your vehicle, etc. All those things determine your status. Whereas really it was with the deen in a person, how much of deen he has got, how much of the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to become a die heart of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So seeing the geography of Medina, ajab hal qalbo jigar dekhte hai, we see our heart and our liver, our inside, our heart, we see it completely different. That you are just thinking, here was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house. Here was the house of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha lived here. But today, how many people smoking openly in Medina Sharif? And how many people, our language, especially if you go to the shops, etc., and you, your language which you don't wash, or if now you have done your safid, you have done the day's ibadat, now you are in your room, you are having your supper, and with your family, with your friends, and the conversations we, and what conversations take place. The Quran Sharif refers to the conversations of the people in Mina also. Many of the people in the, those days, they should talk about their forefathers and the history of their forefathers. But they also talk more about deen. Otherwise, there also a person falls into ghibat and backbiting, into la ya'ni, fuzul, unnecessary talk, and all different kinds of things right in Mina, which is the great auspicious nights of those, of that time. In Medina Sharif, where we are in our hotels or wherever, and our behavior, how it changes, to be always conscious of the city of Medina Sharif and the presence of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. There were those people, we heard that they used to go, and they should take their footsteps also very carefully. All the time, just in mind, that perhaps Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his footstep was in this place. And today me, a person, a gunegar, a sinner like me, and I'm putting my footsteps, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who walked there, and what was their condition, what was their iman, what was their sacrifices of deen, and they just live for deen, that is all. How did they live? So a person is really that, when we will see the geography and we understand of the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we'll see our heart is in a complete different condition. But now we know, unfortunately, very unfortunately, we are in Medina Sharif and we are watching sports also there on the TV. And we are following the politics of our country and all other things. We are there in Medina Sharif, but our heart is far away from Medina Sharif. So to be like that, and fortunate is that person who is far from Medina Sharif, but his mind and heart and thoughts are all the time there. And may Allah save us all, that we may be in Medina Sharif or in Makkah Sharif, but our heart is not in Makkah Sharif. Our heart is not there in Medina Sharif. It is somewhere else, far away it is from there. And today with the phone, we are in contact all the time, everywhere. And in our tasawwur, in our thoughts and our minds, if we could be even more ahead of the phone and be in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1400 years ago, we go back again. And we go to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we see the camels walking and the life of that time, Allahu Akbar. And the heart is filled with that. Today our lives are filled with the modern technology, the modern know-how and everything. And everything of this world of today. And little do we think of that life there. Tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbad. And when we just think of the green dome, wherever we are, anywhere in the world, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hai, then we see our iman in the heart is gone very, it has increased tremendously. And today, mashallah, so many nasheeds and so many beautiful ash'ar of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, of Medina Sharif, of the green dome. But many, many unfortunately have got music in the background. Now where you want to appreciate that beautiful the subject matter, but then the music in the background. So unfortunately the enemy, Shaitan, is working more than 24 hours, all the time. That even in these things here, which are so, it pulls your iman, your love. But unfortunately, they put all the other wrong things also. Bafarte muhabbat, bashaqe nazar, bafarte muhabbat, with the extreme love, bashaqe nazar, and with the great desire of seeing, hum Medina مدینہ کے دیوار اور در دیکھتے ہیں. وی آر سینگ دا والز کی دیوار اور در اینڈ دا ڈورز آف دا ہاؤسز وی آر سینگ دیم دیٹ از آف دا ٹائم آف نبی علی صلاۃ وسلام. بٹ ٹوڈے وی اونلی سی دا بگ ٹاور with the clock on it so high. Or in Medina Sharif also, we see all the modern things there, all the hotels, and all that are like on Western style. Everything there, the restaurants, and everything all on Western style. And how sad also that Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi, Rahmatullah Ali, and they were people who spoke from their heart, not with their tongue. And therefore it had that effect. You should say that the enemy wants to make Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif like London and Paris. We must make an effort that we make London and Paris like Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. So, mashallah, jamaats are working. There are those people. And mashallah, in London and in Paris, in many places, you'll see the environment of deen has become alive. And mashallah, these people, they are sacrificing like that. So may Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq to make this fikr, this dua, to have that desire. So if it is that we could be seeing this beautiful, the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course, the most beloved in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala of Medina Sharif was the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, وفاروق رضي الله عنه وعثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وحيدر رضي الله تعالى عنه تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں. In our thoughts we are seeing the houses of Hazrat Abu Bakr. Today unfortunately we don't even know where it was. But there are mashallah people who do know, and they point out you, they take you for a ziyarat and they show you. But the ziyarat also more is like a tourist thing. But with that fervor of iman and that strength of iman, if we can see, then it is different. The houses of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they lived at that time. And one alim, his family would just, they do a lot of entertaining. They entertain people. So the family wanted an upgrade of the kitchen because they are always busy. So he said, okay. So on a Sunday, he took them for a drive to the rural areas. And he showed them the kitchen of the people there in the rural areas. So he said that after seeing this, you still want an upgrade. What type of a kitchen they got is just that bawla, which is outside, not even, no kitchen also or anything. And how was their system? So today, where are we? In that time, it wasn't even all this. And today, we are always regularly upgrading the new thing on the market, and we must be the first to have it. And whatever new thing comes out, we must be the first to have it. Whereas here, there was one great buzurg who used to sell his rotis, which he used to make. And he used to sell yesterday's roti more expensive than today's. The stale roti, he sells it more expensive than the fresh roti. So people asked him, he said, yesterday's is more closer to the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who will appreciate that, they will buy that, which is more closer to time of Nabi. And today's fresh roti is more further away. Whereas our attitude is completely different. So much so, once we were in Delhi, and somebody hosted us, and while eating the naan, that nice hot fresh naan, we only ate perhaps a quarter of it, and they took it away and put a fresh one. So I asked them, what do you do with this? They say, that is our business, but you eat the fresh one. Forget today and yesterday, while in a meal, that also you must have the more that just came out from the oven. And it's hot, that you must be eating. So today, Allah Ta'ala make it that we can build it. Even if it's one iota of that love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Jo roza pe hazir salatin huye hai, and the kings that have come to roza-e-mubarak, They came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the kings of the time. And all the time the kings also thought it a great privilege to be present there. To Pindar, Zer, or Zabar, dekhte hai. Then all the all the smartness and how they feel, they think, that is completely different. Yeah, a person humbles himself in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah bring that into us, that whatever we go with, don't think that I'm the owner of this and I'm a rich man like this and this is my authority. But there in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a person should humble himself, lower himself completely. Jo jali pe salli ala keh rahe hai. And then we see those people who the rightful people who had prepared, and they've got this love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in their heart. When we see them at the Rauza Mubarak and they are reading durood, like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that he never heard Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all of our Akabir, they never had the courage to go there right in front. And they always say from a distance. But today we feel it an achievement to be right there in front. So those who are there, we see them, we say, and what is their condition? Akhtar une chasham tar dekhte hai. Those who had the reality, we see just tears are flowing from their eyes. And one is that a person is all the time, the guards are, the people are pushing him around, the guards are telling him to move on, and one is with the tears in the eye of a person. And that person is completely different. So that is what we have to, and all that, all this year, what we have said, requires preparation. And a person's iman must be made. That is important. Otherwise, any person, any and every person can book his ticket and go. But after having made that iman like that, and we go there in that way, with that frame of mind, with that iman inside, then it is completely different. Now to go to Medina Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, from far out of Medina, he already removed his shoes. And then he started walking. Now there are stones, there are thorns, things, but nothing affected him. The other friends with him also tried, but they couldn't manage. They had to wear their shoes again. But he carried on. One that love is, when this great lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Jami rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote beautiful poems in the love and praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was coming to present them. And on his way, the king saw a dream that must stop him, mustn't allow him to come. Somehow he broke out and he was again few times. And then finally, they put him into jail. They say, don't put him into jail. He's not a person who has committed any crime. But if he comes and read those poems, I will be obliged to present my hand to him. And that will cause an uproar in the ummah again. And so therefore, who are these people? And millions like that, of that caliber. And unfortunately, we are like dead souls and dead hearts when we go there. Allah Ta'ala give us also that love and that feeling for Medina Sharif. Inshallah, we'll make that.